After nearly 48 hours, the Saints got back to work here at the Greenbrier. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the afternoon wrap on NewOrleansSaints.com. This morning was rather mental for the Saints. A lot of scrimmage review via the videotape, conversations, meetings, but then finally back on the practice field this afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern in full pads under warm and sunny skies, John.
Yeah, probably the warmest day that we've had out here at practice. And certainly, I think that had a lot to do with the Saints actually going all the way to the designated time. Generally, every practice has been cut short except today. I think hydration and recovery time had a lot to do with that.
Yes, sir. And here is Sean Payton with a review of today's first work back since some time off.
Well, I think really well. I think it's pretty self-contained here, and most of these guys understand and are smart enough to get off their feet and use that time to try to get some rest, hydrate. Some of them have been in getting treatment. But, look, hopefully if you have the right guys, and I think we do, they know how to handle a period like that and handle it the right way. Certainly it's different when you're somewhere other than home. Oftentimes at home can be a little bit more challenging with some other distractions. But, I think they handled it well, and I was pleased with today's practice. A lot of times, your first practice back after that can be a little sluggish, but so far so good.
John, certainly one of the things that we were looking for as the players took the field today is who was ready to go and who was not. And as we saw on Saturday, Drew Brees is still sidelined, and coach was rather frank about where things stand with number 9 today.
We'll make sure it's something that can't get aggravated again. When you look at what he does on a daily basis with regards to torquing his chest, throwing the football, we just got to be smart. It's calmed down. So we'll see day to day. And it's the type of thing, though, if you try to all of a sudden force it back, you re-aggravate it. So we'll treat it day to day.
So, John, when you hear that, I don't think there's any cause for alarm, but the one thing you do hear loud and clear right now is opportunity knocking really loud for, of course, Ryan Griffin, Luke McCown, and Justin Kilgore.
Well, those guys are getting some opportunities, and more than that, golden opportunities, because when you get reps with the first unit, you get to learn a lot from the Marcus Colstons of the world and that offensive line, so it can only help them.
Ryan Griffin told us earlier that just the simple fact of throwing to different guys is a big difference for him in running with the ones as opposed to the twos. And also Ryan Griffin had a lot more to say after practice as well today.
Every rep I can get, especially getting in there live with ones and twos is great. I'm just learning as fast as I can and trying to improve.
John, coach mentioned the uniqueness to today's schedule, not the traditional, I guess, what we're now calling two-a-days, not like the old two-a-days, but the current two-a-day format with the meetings and video review this morning and then the practice at full go this afternoon. What are the unique aspects did you find in practice today at 4 o'clock?
Well, we did see him getting some more red zone work, and that's something coach stressed. He emphasized they wanted to get to that. They got in a good bit of red zone work, and so that's one of the aspects they'll hopefully carry over into Friday's game.
Yeah, we saw other guys taking reps to a different maybe spots. Offensive line was one thing, and coach did talk about Mr. Calamente, who's been working at guard primarily, do some snapping today at the center position. Defensively, it seemed like the rotation of defensive backs was fast and furious during team drills today, too.
Yeah, and also had Jonathan Goodwin, who's been working at center, come in and do a little work at guard. That's the position he actually joined the Saints as a guard, moved over to center. So, yeah, you had a lot of guys shifting around and getting some different work.
Yeah, Saints cameras rolling through all of this, so good of tape to evaluate on top of the scrimmage stuff. And the preparations will continue now in earnest as they go back to the more traditional format tomorrow. 8:50 a.m. Eastern time is practice number one. That's in full pads here on the grass fields. And then after recovery time, lunch and whatnot, they'll be back down the lower field, the field turf field, for a walkthrough tomorrow morning. Coach said that all these practices right now, John, are focused in on week one of the regular season, not necessarily week one of the preseason.
Exactly. I mean, what you want to do is you want to build to a crescendo. You want to get in the necessary work, get in the necessary fundamentals, but the preseason games are not where you're going to make your money. That's not necessarily the target goal. You want to get right for Atlanta in September.
Well, before we leave you on this Monday, we do want to point out one pretty cool thing on NewOrleansSaints.com too. That's our new mic'd up feature, and we mic'd up the referee from the scrimmage on Saturday. Gene Steratore was a willing participant. That's a very cool thing. Of course, John will have plenty more from the written word, and Black and Blue Report returns tomorrow as well. So plenty of a coverage that continues here on NewOrleansSaints.com and your Saints mobile app as training camp begins a new week here this Monday at the Greenbrier. For JD, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you right back here tomorrow from West Virginia.